Now, after visiting the museum, you should find yourself at the exit, which is right at the beginning of Via San Romano. The way I'm about to take you on will have you slowly leave behind the crowdedness of the center and immerse you into the nucleus of the old city. From the impressive monuments of the main square, I'll lead you towards more secluded areas. The loud noises, the shouting and gossiping, will be replaced by ever more softer sounds until we reach total silence in the smallest of little back streets. Even these hidden places are rich in beauty and full of charm, albeit in a much more private and subdued way. So what are we waiting for? Let's start walking down Via San Romano away from the square. By now, you'll have already noticed that San Romano is principally a commercial street. Here, the porticos are almost always full of window shoppers, and the candy, clothes, music, jewelry, and shoe stores follow each other one after another. While I'm speaking, continue down Via San Romano. Go almost all the way until the end, until you see Via delle Volte on your left. Take Via delle Volte until you run into the little street Via Buonporto. Our next stop on the tour will be the Casa Romei Museum, the Romei House Museum. Until we reach our destination, I'll ask you to follow my directions because I want you to experience the fun and pleasure of getting utterly lost. Lost in another time and place, that is. We'll go through little streets and backways of the old city, leaving behind the busyness of the center and abandoning ourselves to a wonderful adventure that certainly will allow you to discover something unexpected, thus making your visit all the more unique. At the end of our trip together, I hope to leave you with a string of unforgettable memories. The flowers and windows, the low relief of a balcony, the exquisite smell of homemade cakes, the giggles of a child from behind a doorway, arpeggios launched from a piano, or a glimpse of a garden from a different era. There are little private details permeating from centuries-old architecture, notes hanging in the air that the city sings to you, inviting you to explore its hidden side. So pay attention to every detail. You don't want to miss a thing. Calm, quiet, and still. Three words to describe Ferrara's medieval streets. Here, Ferrara is exactly these. Everything is so close, as in all historical city centers in Italy, and everything has a story to tell. In the oldest part of the city, the houses are on top of one another, and in some of the narrow lanes, the cars that do pass, because only residents are allowed in these areas, do so with incredible difficulty, keeping an eye on the mirrors every inch of the way while they pass over their polished stones brought from the river. In this area, modest houses alternate with very aristocratic-looking palaces, the cream, rose, and brick-colored plastered buildings. Most of the houses undergo routine restorations. Nothing that recalls arrogance, just complete well-being like the little round face of a smiling child who stole a cooking. The charm of the past has been preserved with wisdom. Have you arrived yet to Via delle Volte? Not only is the street particularly fascinating, but it is also one of the most important historically in Ferrara. I'm guessing you've probably got a map of Ferrara with you. If you do, that's great. If you don't, you can pick one up in a coffee bar or restaurant, or any other tourist destination throughout the city. Okay, so if you've got one now, take it out, and you'll notice that Via delle Volte is a pretty long street and for a good while runs parallel with Via Ripagrande. Via delle Volte was a service street for the commercial activities on Via Ripagrande, which had storefronts and warehouses directly on the river port. You can still see today the many indoor walkway bridges going over Via delle Volte. These allowed quick passages for merchants trying to reach the more inner parts of the city to do their trading. The name Ripagrande means the riverbank of the Grande, Great, Po River. So at the time, the street ran right along the river. Perhaps we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's take a step back a moment and allow me to fill you in on some background details about the origins of Ferrara, so you can understand a little better the dynamics of this city. You need to know that Ferrara was born as a military post in the Byzantine Empire. The exarchs in Ravenna wanted to control and protect the southern regions of the Po River Delta from the Lombards, The fortified settlement was placed on the left side of what was then the big branch of the river. Dates of this settlement go back to 756 as a Byzantine castrum. Castrum in Latin means military camp or fort. Starting as such, Ferrara began to develop as an urban entity along the river, using the river traffic as a way of fueling its growth. But suddenly, in 1152, the Po changed in a natural phenomenon. The river deviated its principal riverbed 6 kilometers north of the city, and what was once the main branch of the river passing through Ferrara became only a secondary, much smaller branch. The river coming through Ferrara at that point was no longer capable of sustaining the level of traffic which had allowed Ferrara its fortune. It didn't signify the end of the city, however. The city adapted quickly and moved its expansion towards the east and north. From this original period of when the young Ferrara was fighting constantly to control the waterways, and using the same waterways for clay and earth to build its houses and neighborhoods, you can still find some traces today in the names and construction of the road networks. When you reach Via Buonporto on the left, take it and go down until you see the first street on the right, which is Via Granchio. Take Via Granchio, which will lead you until Via Carmelino. From the end of Via Carmelino, take a quick right and then left to Via Borgo di Sotto. The second street on your left is Via Presolo. Go down Via Presolo until the corner of Via Savonarola, where you'll find the Casa Romei, our next destination.